This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Excellent work by Ari. How about the fact our gal Susie not here because she's working tonight?
Did you really want to put it on Lindsay Peterson's desk? How many vacation days Susie would ask for if she had to work the day shift doing news?
Five. That would be
and covering election stuff tonight?
I'm not exaggerating. I think it'd be five.
I think you might be a little light.
Five. How about you? What role are you playing tonight? I'd love to see you here.
Who is in this area of the building tonight? Who's running the ship?
I don't know if it's Tubbsy or J-Lo. Or...
have they figured that out yet? Did we forget that part?
I think we're counting on you to be here.
Oh, I got a thing.
You got a thing? You're
really busy.
Want to give your... kids, more rock hard pasta with no sauce on it?
You know what I actually might be doing tonight after a late dance class? I might be going to the laundromat because we are that low on
washer and dryer. Still not working.
Well, yeah, the new one doesn't arrive till Saturday.
Of course. I mean, some of us don't get a new washer every couple weeks. Is that what your schedule is now?
Try to.
Yeah. Tell me, number one appliance you need to work at your house. Candidates. Toilets.
Is the toilet an appliance?
Let's count it.
Okay.
Let's rephrase it. Number one thing you need to work at your house.
And don't say electricity, because we know that's important.
Why? I didn't realize. What are you, Trump? I mean, you're Harris.
That's you're deciding. Everything works on electricity.
I didn't realize WCCO radio is for censorship. I believe in the voters. I believe in the texters. I believe in the audits. And you're, by the way, saying, let's take this out. Jeez.
Is that what I sound like?
Yes, you sound exactly like that. Nice. What do you need to work? Can we get this one out of the way right away? I don't need to hear your penis. I don't. That's the one I want to eliminate right from the get-go.
Okay. Censorship, Mr. Censor, right there.
Yeah. Okay, before we get that joke from Adam Carter, who's still listening.
That sounds
how
to me like
sick
a
and disgusting was he during Aspen?
Oh, it was brutal.
Dragged
the two
a few.
Of you.
I was dragged in there.
Oh, really? Is that how it went?
I'm a highbrow. I'm over here with my smoking jacket.
More of a smoking shacket today, I think.
Shacket, yes. And my pipe. Does anybody still have, not the pipe, you know, the pipe that's becoming more commonplace, but like the old school pipe, like a guy named Sebastian. If you think of a guy who's smoking a pipe, isn't his name Sebastian?
No, I don't think of
Sebastian. Really? What's his name?
I don't know. I think of Sebastian. I think of something a little more suave, having like the French, you know, the cigarette on the long stick thing.
Wouldn't it be a French name?
Oh, Sebastian.
Henri.
Oui, oui. Emmanuel. I could take up smoking if I had a good Sherlock Holmes pipe.
That's what I'm saying. Well, Sherlock could be a good name since it fits. Refrigerator. I lived it.
Mm-hmm.
I lived it. You want the refrigerator to work. Shower. Water. How about water? You need really water, essential.
It's key to life, from what I'm told.
Roof.
It's good to have a good roof.
Good to have a roof.
You've never had to worry about AC and furnace because you got
no.
A&S. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Those are very
exactly.
important, though.
I mentioned Pella windows.
Yeah.
Windows are excellent, too. Text me, what else do you want that needs to work at your house? Because, Dave, right now, you're without the washing machine.
Without the washer.
Yeah.
I'd 1,000% rather have the dryer go. Living without the dryer is so much easier.
Oh, not even close.
You don't need the dryer.
Is there a debate?
No.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, I mean, the dryer community is probably debating it, but they know they've lost.
You,
big dryer.
Big dryer. You're in the pocket of big dryer, aren't you?
If they'll pay for it.
You are in the pocket. I told you this was going to happen. I told you it earlier in the day. It has now popped up, and I've spotted in multiple places. Fake Melania is out there. So the former president and former first lady, and who knows, 24 hours from now, the future president, future first lady. It wouldn't shock any of us, right? Mm-hmm. Could happen.
It couldn't.
Right? So there in Florida, Palm Beach, I'm assuming. I would think he would just have a voting booth at Mar-a-Lago, right? You just vote right there?
Yeah.
He shows up looking tuckered. The guy has been relentless in campaign. I will say that. No bronzer. Looked like somebody's his age, right? She comes out. She's got the Arnold Schwarzenegger glasses going.
The big glasses.
I'm sure, very inexpensive trench coat. And I told you, wait for it. We're going to have the fake Melanias. If you are a fake Melania, how often do you get a phone call?
Not recently. You haven't had to take too many.
She's not going to D.C. if he wins, right? At least not on a regular basis.
She'll show up for the inauguration and, do the big party at the end. And I think she's on the first flight out the next morning.
Yeah. I mean, when we have a state dinner. But no, she's not going back. Who else do we have for fakes? We had Saddam.
Mm-hmm.
What other fakes have we had? And by the way, I'll say this. I do believe the fake Saddams. Because I don't think he was, be a tough break back in the day when you look like Saddam Hussein. I don't think you were allowed to say no. I think there was a lot of flexibility with Saddam's. People said, fine. We'll get somebody else.
Yeah, I don't really look like Saddam. Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. Boom. You don't want to do it? Boom. You're dead.
A lot of fakes are going to be showing up at the malls in a couple weeks.
What do you mean by that?
Just saying.
Hmm.
Just saying.
Can we think of any other famous people where they were suggested? Because, again, I don't for one second think there's a fake Melania. I'm apparently just hypnotized. I'm gullible that I actually believe that was Melania Trump today. Remember what a big deal that was?
Yes.
Like, look. Coming off the plane, it's not real Melania. It's just nonsense. Okay, let's get to this one. Text away anytime you'd like. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text lines 651-461-9226. Did you find other?
There's been a lot of theories about body doubles for Kate, the Princess of Wales.
Oh, yes. Kate.
A lot of those, too.
Kate, that's exactly right. What does this say about our country? The stark differences between men and women in this race. I mean, there are a lot of polls, Dave. And almost all polls at minimum show, 15 to 20 point difference? Men about 60-40 for Donald, if not notably more?
Mm-hmm.
And the same with Harris. Let's just pause them. What does it say? Here we are. We're supposed to be so much more, treat everybody equal, opportunities. By the way, that includes criticism, too. Promotions, colleagues, coworkers. People can be fired, right? Men and women treated more equally. We're not there yet, obviously. We still have a significant ways to go. I know it's tough for you because you're still against women having to vote, but we'll put that aside
for this conversation.
But here we are in 2024. I think most polling shows of the total ballots that will be turned in, what is it, about 53-54% women? But that we have just this enormous disparity between men and women. And by the way, if you're at 40%, you still have tens of millions of women who are voting for Donald Trump, and you still have tens of millions of men who are voting for Kamala Harris. But I'm sorry, if you would have told me 20, 30 years ago we would have an election in 2024 and it would be this dramatic, I'd say no. And it's huge. What does it say to you that we have this disparity? What do you need to work at the House? Who else has a fake? And more political items when we come back. We're going to talk about pharmacies a little bit. At the bottom of the hour, Trib had a story over the weekend about pharmacy deserts where you just don't have a pharmacy. And the numbers are jumping up. I wonder how much that it's affecting you listening. Text away. Call in. You want to add about what it says about our country that we have this huge, at least if you buy the polling numbers, disparity with men and women, with women significantly favoring Harris and men significantly favoring Trump. Call or text 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's one of my three or four favorite Elvis tunes, for sure. It also makes me think of the Dark Man. Dark played this all the time. Dark was a part of a number of election coverage nights. We'll give that to you tonight starting at 8. Got a combo platter here of the text coming in. On our multiple topics, the USA is in a wash of propaganda. Young, non-college-educated men are easy prey for propaganda that puts the blame for all their problems on immigrants and feminism. That is one text, and I'm not kidding. Two texts below it. So you heard that one. The Democrats have completely abandoned younger men, demonized them, and made them feel useless. I'm glad we have the cross-section listening to the show. This is an area where Trump has made progress from 16 to 20 to 24. Younger men. For decade after decade after decade after decade, Democrats were winning that issue. Donald Trump, to the bro community, it is working. And it's playing a part in the election tonight. Furnace just had ours repaired. Our puppy somehow pulled the wire loose. Well, a couple things on that. Thank God the puppy's fine. That could
no
be
kidding.
That could be really dangerous. Furnace, yeah, that's useful.
Yeah, they're good to have. I keep the puppy out of the furnace room.
Sometimes easier said than done, right?
Sure, because sometimes it is.
If let's say it's in the basement. And you got your pooch, and your pooch is just roaming around.
At this point, it might be wise to invest in a little fence.
Yeah.
Let's not let that puppy do that again.
Wow. How long have you
I'm not shaming.
Sounds like you are shaming this family.
I'm not shaming.
Or are you shaming the puppy?
You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about that poor little pup.
Yeah, I am
too. I'm also worried about the house exploding.
Yeah. People need to, reading your text here, people need to examine their own internal bias at a deep level. It says, we don't trust women to lead. I believe Kamala will ask the experts to include everyone at the table. Well, but if women are 60-40 for her, there's no gender involved there, but there's only gender involved with the male side of the argument? Are we really saying that?
No, I think there's absolutely gender involved each way. I asked you off air, maybe just yesterday, if it was Ken Harris instead of Kamala Harris, everything else was the exact same. The candidate answered the questions the exact same way Kamala answers questions. Campaigns the exact way, did the same interviews. Are the numbers vastly different?
I think Ken Harris has a bigger lead. I don't think it's huge, but I do. I still don't believe women are treated. Well, I think we all know this. If you don't know this, I think you're sticking your head in the sand. Are not treated the same as men with presidential races. How do I know this? Because we haven't had a female yet. But that doesn't mean if you're someone who's a moderate, a centrist, who votes for both parties, and this time you're voting for Trump, it doesn't automatically mean you're unwilling to put a female at the top of the ticket. But there's some percentage out there, and it's pathetic that they're out there. Do you agree with me? I'm going to say, I mean, if I say 2-3 percentage points, think about how many people that is.
A heck of a lot of
people. That's millions. I don't know if it's millions. Maybe it's a percentage point.
Could be millions. We got a lot of people in the country.
Right. What do you think? If it's Ken Harris.
I think it's at least a 3-5 point swing. I do. I just think that's where we're still at. And I mean, it was made very clear in the news all the way through the election how the Trump campaign was specifically targeting the quote bro vote.
Yep.
You know, the young men. Trying to attract them to the...
A lot of the interviews he did with the non-traditional media was directed at younger males.
Yeah.
Rogan at the top of the list. Now, somebody's frequent texter, who's a Republican, that's fine, says he's not, but every single text he sends is right side. So I've come to that conclusion. So we explain to your listeners why Harris did not appear with Dr. Phil and Joe Rogan. Oh, by the way, this show for... I don't know, was it a month? Was criticizing Harris constantly for her lack of appearances. Then she did more. She agreed to Rogan if Rogan would meet her. Said, let's come meet us somewhere in the campaign and we'll do an hour. Trump flew to Rogan's headquarters in Austin and did 3 hours. Rogan gets to decide what he wants to do. He's very successful, and he can interview him. And he's come on and endorsed Trump, and he's totally allowed to do that. But you can't say she didn't agree to do Rogan if you're in the middle of a campaign and you agreed to do an hour. That's a long time. No commercial breaks, just the two of you talking. And Dr. Phil is just completely for Donald Trump.
And campaigned for him. Campaigned on stage at rallies.
Repeatedly for him. So show me the amount of times that Donald Trump appeared with individuals who were outspoken in their support for Harris. Now, Harris started to take more questions the later this campaign went. Trump took questions from reporters frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Trump obviously did not do 60 Minutes. She did. He avoided some other things. But if you're trying the gotcha game and it's Joe Rogan and Dr. Phil, when she agreed to do an hour with Rogan, there are other parts of criticizing Harris and availability. To me, she was way too late to it. And by the way, she still gives the word salad answers way too much. And how she never found a good answer on how she would separate herself from Joe Biden if she's the president is stunningly incompetent to me.
If you were running her campaign and it was clear to you Rogan wasn't budging, would you have said, we have to go to Austin? I would say yes.
So you're missing out on Michigan, Pennsylvania. Well, that's where she's been, mm-hmm. swing states. And you're now agreeing to a 3-hour interview with Rogan? I probably say I'm going to disagree with you, but like barely. An hour is a long time. And Joe Rogan, again, he's allowed to say no. I'm not criticizing him at all. But they got to come here in this studio and done it. And
they could have, but that was his.
I think the Trump interview with Rogan was more beneficial. official to him. But I also wanted Harris to do way more interviews than she did. I mean, I can't rip her too much if she agrees to go on with him for an hour.
Yeah, but I think once he says, no, we have to do it in my studio, and we're not going to put a time commitment, I think at some point you got to say, well, it's either a no, or everyone who listens to the most popular podcast in the country, here's Don, here's JD, here's Elon within a few days of each other.
Yeah, it's powerful, and it's playing a part with young men, so it's a valid point you raise. Among the fakes, fake Bob Denver. Did we have a fake Bob Denver?
I don't remember fake Bob Denver. No.
Fake Elvis, for sure. That's a very good point.
Yeah. Fake Avril Lavigne. That's been the one in the last decade.
Yes, that's right. Biden could have used a fake. That is really correct. That is really correct. The shredder. I'm going to be fine if my shredder doesn't work. You really worried if the shredder doesn't
work? Paper shredder or a cheese shredder?
I don't know. It could be a human shredder. I mean, if it's a human shredder, then we need to follow this.
Oof.
Refrigerator. Let me get to a few more. I propose the phrase word salad be abolished starting at midnight tonight. I agree. It gets used a lot. But if you look up the explanation of word salad, she's sitting there. There are just some simple questions that she doesn't do. And I totally get that we are anesthetized. We're desensitized. We're atized to Trump and the weave. We are. And there are many, many times, this host included, where you judge Harris as a typical so-called normal politician, and Don has earned this other category. And the main reason why he's earned it is because he avoids direct, specific questions constantly. For me, you kind of know what you have with Donald Trump. By now, it's baked in. Nobody's sitting here at 2:32 going, I haven't formed my opinion yet on Donald Trump.
Read up on him a little bit.
Harris had that opportunity. And for a lot of people, it's worked. But, you know, and she ended up faring fairly well in the change process. I think she could have fared better if she would have identified, like, three or four policy positions or leadership positions where she was different from Biden. Don't tell me they were upset. They were worried about upsetting Biden. They basically have him, hey, Joe, go to Delaware and don't talk to anybody anymore. It wasn't tough for them to form that decision. For the individuals who are voting today, already voted and think, I don't really want Biden or Trump. And then think, okay, is she different? And then she says, I can't think of a single thing I would do different. Regarding normal political discourse, that was among the dumbest answers out there. Now, Trump, when he's, just again, even Pelosi, and he's a scum, and we're a garbage dumpster. It's simulating oral sex on the mic, and
fine.
All of a sudden we're going to do a dance routine for 40 minutes. It's endless with him.
Is there a difference between word salad and the weave, in your opinion? Or is that just another bit of gender discrimination have to have salads? Men can weave.
Yes, Donald has a weave.
And a salad.
She apparently loves salads. When's the last time Donald said, you know what I want for lunch? A salad.
I don't think it comes up often.
Never.
As much as Dan Cook has said the same thing.
Never. He never has once said, you know. Well, it did when he did the taco salad thing at Trump Tower. Remember, was that when he first ran? He gave the big thumbs up for, because he was basically saying every immigrant, is the worst. But no, by the way, they are the worst, but they make a hell of a taco salad. let's get to a few more things. It's because Dems policies haven't helped young guys. There's a debate on it. There is a healthy debate. Chad, when Nikki Haley leading the Republicans, would that have been different with women? Yes. To what level? I don't know. But yes, for sure.
They have a woman versus somebody who's been accused dozens of times of sexual assault towards women, I think that would be a difference.
You're missing Eskola tonight. He was great. No, we're not missing Eskola because yesterday I emailed Eric and I said I want you to check in, and so Eric will be a part.
Lovely.
Of the coverage tonight. Don't tell my wife I said that. Dave, we were buying a washer dryer for our son. Can I ask which brand you went with, Dave?
LG.
LG's solid, for sure.
Yeah, heard good things.
Yep. Lindsay Gensel, our producer, when she left us, she got involved in this business, and it's just taken off. Somebody is convinced they saw fake Dan Cook at Manny's Friday night. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So much for COVID.
Yeah.
He was at Manny's.
Playing us all.
Yeah. 8 o'clock, our coverage begins tonight here on CCO. The vice president, I don't think we've seen her yet today, have we? She's now speaking at be news if it was RNC headquarters. No, she's speaking at DNC headquarters. Now she's grabbed somebody's phone. She's just talking to somebody on the phone. What if it was Jason Kelsey, you know, tied to a previous callback? I don't think it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.